Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. I'm so excited to be back with you with another episode to talk about how we communicate with God, how we can hear from Him through the power of prayer. Today, I want to talk to you about a verse in the Bible. It's a very short verse. It's one you've probably heard before, and it is all about prayer. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. In the New International Version, it says, "Pray continually." In the New Living Translation, it says, "Never stop praying." In the English Standard Version, this might be the version that you're most used to hearing this verse, it says, "Pray without ceasing." The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church to instruct believers on how to conduct themselves as children of God as they wait on the return of Christ. In all that he tells them to do in this letter, we find this short, simple verse on how they and we should pray. We are called to pray without ceasing. Now, I know that can bring up a lot of questions like, well, one, is it possible to pray without ceasing? And if so, how does one actually pray without ceasing? How can I pray all the time? I have things to do and bills to pay and kids to take care of and work that has to be done. I just can't pray all the time. And if you feel that God wouldn't call us to do something that He hasn't equipped us to do or that wasn't possible for us to do, you're correct. So the idea of praying without ceasing shows that prayer is not about location or formalities. It's just a continual conversation with God. The call to pray without ceasing implies that prayer is more than closing our eyes and saying some words, but it's about connecting with the God of the universe at all times. Praying without ceasing does not mean that your every thought or word is praying to God. Obviously, I'm talking to you right now, and I'm not in a traditional form of praying to God right now. Praying without ceasing means that we just don't stop the practice of praying. I want you to think of a runner. They don't run every waking minute of every day, but they're still a runner because they practice running every day or every few days. They do it continually and they don't stop. The same is true for us. As believers, we are expected to pray. We are expected to continually be in communication with God. We are called to consistently practice the discipline of prayer. I love this quote from Matthew Henry about what it means to pray without ceasing. He says, "The meaning is not that men should do nothing but pray, but that nothing else we do should hinder prayer in its proper season. Prayer will help forward, not hinder all other lawful business and every good work." What we further learn is that we're not supposed to just be in our prayer closet 24/7, 365, always praying. What good would we be to our families in the world if we did that? But we are to continually pray so that we are empowered in the work that God has called us to do in our families, in our churches, in our communities, in our own lives. When we pray without ceasing, it's not about the act of prayer. It's about a heart to pray anywhere, any way, about anything. And those are the three things that I want to break down to you today about how we can actually and practically pray without ceasing.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
First, let's talk about praying anywhere. We can pray anywhere because God is everywhere. If we want to pray without ceasing, we have to remember that God is always with us. Prayer, again, is our communication and access to God, right? So it's not like we have to be in a prayer closet or be at church or we have to follow all these formalities to pray, because we can connect with God anywhere because He is everywhere. The other day, my son came to me and he said, "Mommy, if I open my eyes when I pray, can God still hear me?" And I was so pleased to let him know, yes, even if you pray with your eyes open, God can still hear your prayers. Because prayer, again, is not about the formalities. It's not about where we are. It's about where God is and our ability to connect with Him everywhere. And He is always with us, which means we can always pray. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." The psalmist understands that we can pray anywhere. If you're washing dishes in the evening as your family gets ready for bed, if you're waiting in the carpool line, if you're stuck in traffic, if you're in a hospital bed laying on your back, God is there. And if He's there, that means that we can pray to Him. We can ask Him for help. We can ask Him for guidance. We can just simply talk to Him and thank Him for being Him wherever we are. Praying without ceasing means praying anywhere. It means recognizing that God is always with us. And when we have that in the forefront of our minds, that God is that friend that's always beside us, never leaving us, even if we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, that He's with us, then that means we can always talk to Him. We have someone we can always commune with, and that we're never alone when we pray. Next, if we want to pray without ceasing, we have to remember that we can pray any way. This means that we can pray in any circumstance. It doesn't have to be in a church, but just the simple fact that we don't give up on praying. We've talked about this before, especially in the second episode of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we talked about actually how Jesus teaches us to pray. And that prayer isn't just about getting anything you want, but it's about changing our heart. When I say pray anyway, I mean don't quit on praying. We have an entire episode dedicated to why should I pray if God already knows? Be sure to go back and check out that episode. But essentially, prayer again is about us growing up our spiritual muscle. It's about growing in our relationship with God. When we feel like we're facing a hard situation, an impossible situation, that's not when we say, oh, I'm not going to pray now. That's when we lean in. That's when we say, oh, I'm especially going to pray now. It's reminding ourselves that, yes, we're weak and we can't do it, but God can do anything. When you're in doubt, pray anyway. When you're frustrated and you don't know what to do, pray anyway. When you want to give up and you want to let go, pray anyway. Don't give up on prayer. Again, prayer is not about getting what we want. It's about changing our hearts in the process. Sometimes we will get what we want and sometimes we won't. But we will always be changed for the better when we decide to not give up on prayer and pray anyway. Last, we want to pray about anything. If we want to be able to pray continually, we're going to have to make our prayers very natural and conversational with God. And this means that we can pray to God about anything. We don't have to feel insecure about bringing something to God. One, because he already knows. And two, because there's no condemnation in Christ for those who place their faith in him. We don't have to feel insecure or like we're not good enough to pray. God wants to talk to us. He wants us to enter his presence through prayer. He wants us to cast our cares on him. The Bible tells us to do that. There's nothing too big that he can't handle. We need to have the confidence to approach his throne with prayer because he can handle whatever comes your way. I love Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 that says, "Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Again, I want to reiterate the first part of that verse that says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Everything. Sometimes we feel like, oh, this is too small. God has bigger issues, bigger things that he can be worried about. But God cares even about the seemingly little things to us because he cares about us. We can't get caught into thinking that, oh, this is too big for me to pray about, or this is too small for me to pray about. The Bible doesn't say only pray about the big things, only pray about the small things. It says pray about everything. Pray about everything. Listen, if we really take this approach to prayer and get real with God and pray with him about everything, we can pray continually because trust me, we will not run out of things to say. I want to encourage you to keep your traditional prayer time. Maybe you pray in the mornings when you get up, or maybe you pray in the evenings before you go to bed, or maybe you pray in the car with your kids as you drive to school. Keep those traditional prayer times. But I also want to encourage you to have conversational prayer times. Times where you're praying and it just wasn't planned. You're in the grocery store and you see someone that looks sad and you just say a little prayer for them. Or maybe you just got off the phone with your husband and you noticed a sense of discouragement in his voice. So you just say a little prayer right there for him. Or maybe you're talking to a friend and she's making a very important decision and you say, "Can I just pray with you really quickly?" I want you to be a little more spontaneous with your prayer this week. I want to challenge you with that. I want you to get creative about praying during times you wouldn't normally think to pray, in the carpool line. And I want to encourage you that, listen, It doesn't have to be these long prayers. Just a quick, "Oh Lord, bless her. Oh Lord, help me make this decision. Oh Holy Spirit, lead me in this." Just recognizing that God is with you, that you can pray to Him anywhere. Because of that, you can pray to Him about anything, and that we should pray to Him any way. Again, when we pray without ceasing, it's not about acts of prayer, but cultivating a heart to pray anywhere, any way, and about anything. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we'll continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org or download the Beloved Women app available in the Apple and Google Play stores, and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.